coming around to you is, so the survey work went out yesterday in regards to, well, they have a special board workshop coming up. And so what we did was we said, okay, we lumped together through the request that we're on, you know.
We, I have it.
Inside the document there.
Oh, wait, no, I don't have that.
Is, so if you go down through.
Oh, yeah.
And look at Monday, December the 8th, that night, it'll, we'll talk about truancy. You're gonna see a lot coming on board briefs, because on December 10th is when you're gonna get a lot more information because of the county, but we're gonna go through the board brief, we'll have a quick discussion, but then on that same night, you'll have your Trojan Academy presentation, your credits, letter grades, GPA, CA discussion, and student retention.
That's way too much to do.
But they're all linked together.
Yeah, but that's, that is a lot. Each one of those could possibly take an hour and a half if you really want to get the information and talk about the things that we do. I think that's way too many.
Let's see.
Then move it. That's what I'm saying, we can move, we'll move things out of there, so if your approach is that you say, hey, we want to make sure we do the Trojan Academy and credits, the Trojan Academy does have, is part of the high school, so it's our credit.
We do believe CA.
So maybe some prioritization within the bound, the group.
Yeah.
Move the credits, letter grades up to the top, and maybe truancy discussion falls a little bit further to the bottom.
Well, that's what I'm saying, the truancy discussion.
Because that'll be.
We're gonna push that out in board briefs.
Right.
So that's right, that one's real minor.
Okay, okay.
Real minor is more like, hey, were there any questions that came out of all the board briefs before you go on attempt to the meeting? That's really what that one was.
And I'm still asking if there are gonna be any type of recording for that, please.
So I'm working with Steve McNeil.
That would be great.
For those that can't be there. Then the next item that was talked about, so student retention is on there. Now, again, I can look, I know that was a conversation you wanted to have. School finance, so that is set for just that Tuesday night, and that's, I know that's right before a board meeting, but that's when we can go into it. You'll have the staffing can be moved back or come back afterwards, but that night from 5:30 to 6:45, 7 o'clock right there, will be for school finance. On Monday, January 12th, is when the next board meeting has, or work session has been scheduled, which is your school index, that's your student data presentation, and is the, everything with the middle school, high school, all things data, there's for that night. On Tuesday, January 13th, that's the next night, which is our organizational meeting night. In that work session, we'll go through the budget amendments. And then potentially have a conversation around bus purchases there, and they flip it over. On January 20th is the SEL, PBIS discussion, and then tentatively would be AI after that. So those are the things I've seen on that were still left to be discussed, and items that were on the dot in paper right there that have been requested to be brought in front of the board. So, and then I know there would be to be added, but that's, so what we did though, is we also laid out for the rest of the next 3 months, things that we know that will have to be brought up. And so we know that, for example, we'll have, you know, NEAL update will be coming up. We know that in March we'll be having a conversation on budget, because we've gone through the first go with the state when their revenue estimate conference. Governor, by that point, should have her budget out. Hopefully, both the House and the Senate will have their budgets out, so we'll have a kind of an idea of what they're looking at. And so we want to get into any kind of discussion there at that point in time. And the reason also at that point in time in March is if we need to make any adjustments for the next year due to staffing, then we're making those adjustments at that point in time. We also know that the Trojan build could be wrapping up that period of time, and so in March or April, they'll come in and do a presentation on the Trojan build, on the sale of it, in past practice, and then we do a 24/7 refresh. On the community partnerships, I put a request out. We have each building give us the information so we can make sure that we understand who's already in, being used by different buildings, and from community mental health to family medical center to any kind of community, so then that way, Darla, I'll get back to you. Okay, these are the ones that we're already using. Who did we miss that you're aware of? Okay, and then we'll schedule from there. So that was, and pulling together, because there wasn't a date between, and
That was quick.
Well, train, we knew that, once we couldn't do that, we couldn't, none of the days were working, like, okay, then we need to revamp and go back to what, I mean, we knew was a priority, which we knew that the Georgia County credit, that was one area there, it was school finance, so that's why we worked on that here, this morning.
For a conversation, we need to have the bands.
Yes.
Which is probably a budget finance a little bit, but, yeah. But I think Mary also wanted to talk about half-day versus full-day PD, and that kind of goes to truancy, maybe.
It can go, I could see it going the truancy route, but I could also see it going like budget finance route, just because there might be financial implications if we went to full-day PD model as opposed to the half-day PD model that we use now, so.
Yeah, because we went from the two-hour delay to half a day. And I know that there were financial discussions then as to the value of that, but it also got into school count days. And so that played a big role in that too. So I don't know where it fits, Mary, but you're right.
That one's gonna be a real, that one's gonna be straight budget.
Yeah.
I'll just go straight there for you.
So the model that I would like to fling out there, and I'm happy to like also source others for comparison as well, but just because I know from my spouse's lived experience, Jefferson does the full day PD model as opposed to a half day PD model. So I'm happy to request his school calendar.
School calendars. Because we have, it'll be right around February when we work on next year's calendar. So we'll pull calendars and we'll look at that. And then we'll pull you in so you can understand too how one, the calendar is created, but then two, the requirements between 180 days, 1,098 hours, how that all works.
So in this schedule, we just put it out there for the four dates of meeting. The thing just went out because we had a meeting scheduled for the 17th of November, I believe, and December 3rd. They didn't fit with people's schedules, so there was the 19th was put out there. Correct me, the 24th, I believe, I don't remember. And then there were two dates. So where are they at in that continuing conversation? Because those were put out there for that reason.
They were put out there, and back to what when Brian was texting the whole board, like he can't make one of those days, and he said, you know, this is a whole board discussion.
I was on the grade, so I was.
Well, no, I meant though, like,
yeah,
but the finance, and because those are two big ones right there, we'll get into.
So you're saying when people put their responses in, there are no dates that.
Out of those four, yeah, four dates, right? They're not all seven.
None of us agreed on any of the, not one single date.
I would say only four people responded to the form, however, even within the.
Only four people responded to the form?
To the form I sent out.
Only four people responded.
Only four people responded.
So that's not a very.
But none of the dates are all four available.
I did. I filed it.
I would have thought you would have, yes.
So it's, we can't say that it's not a viable, but we're never gonna get everybody here.
Already, what she just said though is out of those four that responded, there's already.
Not enough.
Right.
Not enough.
Couldn't even get the four.
We couldn't even get the four together.
So when, how are we getting everybody?
I agree with that.
Yeah, I got one.
You can't accommodate, you're not here to accommodate my schedule, but my concern was, you can't throw something out there when people have legitimate work. I'm trying to do a work balance with, one week I travel, one week I work. So that's the only reason I said that.
But that's why we sent tentative dates, like the 24th was sent as a tentative date that was agreed upon, that if we needed it, we'll use it, we're not using it. Well, we don't know that, but it's a date that we could be utilizing. You know, we look back over this, there were days that we could have been utilizing some of these topics in these previous work sessions as well. So as we move forward, we need to look at the availability that we have to be able to do this. And if we need to put in an extra board meeting or two, that was why that those got added to begin with. Because we know that we can't fit all this in and do it sufficiently.
Right, that's where, when Tom and I go through, we got that three-month calendar of items, right there, you saw that.
These weren't in there.
These new items.
These weren't in there recently. This calendar.
So, if you, on my notes, it said, had one of those dates worked? 17, it was on there.
Squeeze it another day.
And then it would have been, if those two got pulled, then okay, well, hopefully one of those other ones that is working would work for us. But if we go through that, you'll see that we have a lot. So when it comes to those dates, one thing I was listening is back to try to have, make sure we get a whole board there, and then getting those dates that we already have been established. And so that's why we made those quick adjustments there. Now, again, like you said, you know, can we even get the student retention on there? Probably not, so we'll move that there. But that's why also that we wanted to take tonight, and let me step back one step here, anything that you requested has been acknowledged and put on this document and or on that running list. And so I do apologize, because you're right, when it came to the band instruments, getting that back right here.
Oh, but that's on me, though. I didn't put it in the request form.
There, but because we had that conversation that wasn't done, it just needed to be brought further back for that kind of discussion there. But Tom and I, like I said, every Monday, this is one of our agenda items that we go over, is this document there.
I think we need to add one of those board meetings in that we identified we would need to cover these topics, because the financial one was one of the reasons that we were adding an additional meeting in. Mm-hmm. And so I understand we would like all seven of us to be here, but that's never been the criteria for which we've set calendars. And that's never been the criteria for which we've set meetings, is we're only going to do it if all seven of us are here, because in realistic, unless it's a regular on our calendar dates, it's going to be very difficult to do that. Even special board meetings that we've had, we've not had all members here on special board meetings.
But I think certain topics should have, like the financial discussion, because it involves the state watch list.
Yes.
We need all seven for that.
Yes.
And maybe the
and the grades, I thought, would say.
The grades and that, you know, probably all seven. Some of the others, maybe not.
Should we try to come up with another day other than a Monday and Tuesday?
I think we did. We threw a Wednesday out there, didn't we?
There were two Wednesdays, but only four people responded. So if we can get everybody to...
Well, we only get the four people, we couldn't even come up with a consensus. It wouldn't matter if the other three people were...
How many of the four couldn't do it? I mean, is it one of the four?
I'm not running the four.
I know, I'm asking.
Because I have to pull up Carrie separately. Yep. Give me a second. Because she wasn't able to fill out.
I could do the third.
The third was the only one?
Yeah.
All right, let me pull that up.
The other ones already had conflicts. I mean, it doesn't mean that I don't miss stuff, like I'm missing the sports banquet tonight, but I really don't want to miss their band concert next month.
Right. No. You know, your son's
no one's suggesting you should.
The two dates of December 8th and 9th, those were dates that you already knew that you needed to protect, so those are dates when we put those two items on there.
Which is fair.
And so that's when we made that, I said, okay, hey, let's get this adjusted right here. I'm back to, though, you know, we want to talk about the options, thought patterns around the calendar for next year. So when we come in January, you'll be able to take and do something there. But like I said, use the form. You know, if you want stuff on the agenda, put it on there. Then and please indicate the time or in the format. This is a high priority. Get it on here sooner rather than later. I'm going to address one thing, because I was questioned about, like last night, talking about the bond stuff and the singing fund. Those are all things that are coming in front of you here in December for approval for Manor. So that's why that was sitting there. Plus, we're going to start putting plans out for projects for next summer. So that's why it was an updating of what we do for the bond and for the sinking fund. And that's why that was on topic last night. The big variable we have is like what occurred last night and even this afternoon, or evening again, where there's something we didn't see coming, and it's there. Jamie and I went through and we're looking at the next 3 months. We tried to put all the stuff on it. We already know that is going to need to come in front of you guys, too. And so that was one of those items. So what we gave you, though, is on your calendars, Tom and I sat down and we talked. And so he said, hey, let's mock up the following calendars. And so the very first one says Proposal A, which is your traditional, the calendar that we have as a board, and so what we try to do is go through and mock that up for you, so you can see work session on the same night as a board meeting, And then on the back page, if you flip it over, the proposed calendar A follows the same format as the current bullet model, with regular work sessions, board meetings held on the second and fourth Tuesdays of each month. Work sessions will begin at 5:30, followed by voting at 7. Adjustments have been made to align the district calendar and major events of the year. So in April, we have one meeting that's scheduled due to spring break, which runs from May 30th to April the 3rd. May of 2026, only one meeting will be held due to graduation week and other ceremonies at final week.
So how does April 30th, which is a Thursday, so the 3rd, how does that affect a board meeting when the board meeting would be the 7th and the and the 22nd?
So what happens is then we're back to the same time we have in July, where if myself or Jeannie wants to take a vacation over spring break, you can look at me like that, but that's
I'm sitting here listening, Andy.
But we would have to have all the board materials ready on March 27th.
So I just want to go backwards. First, we've had 21 meetings. Last year, the recommendation was 21 meetings. The recommendation was 19. The board voted 21. The year before, the recommendation was 19. The board voted 21. And this one is putting forth 19 again. So the
board meetings or work sessions?
So my thing is board can only take action at a board meeting. And so when there are less board meetings, there's less opportunity for the board to take action on items that it needs to take action on. And so the less that we have of those, the less of those opportunities are. And what the conversation was last year is keep it at 21, and then you could do what you did this year and take them off if they're not needed and not necessary, rather than cut the calendar down by those meetings. And so it was 21. It wasn't 19.
I would argue that a lot of board meetings, we really don't have much that we vote on. It's really work sessions where we get most of the discussion, most of what I call the meat and potatoes of what we're doing. And then that sets up for the votes on the board meetings, which even tonight was a little bit unusual, but the last couple, we've only had a couple items we voted on. But we need the work sessions because that's where we're doing a lot of discussion.
So when you look in April, there's only one board meeting, but there's also only one work session for the entire month. And that follows suit for April, May, July, and November, and December. So if we're suggesting that the work sessions are the more important, then why aren't those work sessions on there as...
So when it comes to work session, you can also protect a specific night for a work session. And that's why we're also wanting to show you Proposal B. Okay? So Proposal B gets into... Because one of the things that we've seen is, and we talked about in the past, is like tonight, we started at 5:30, had to stop, and we're back in the finishing work session, right? Is keeping it so that one Tuesday, so the model that this one presents is the first Tuesday of the month is a work session, begins at 5:30. The next Tuesday is a board meeting, and then the next two Tuesdays, you can protect if it's available to you, if you want to protect it, or if you want to hard schedule that third Tuesday for that second work session. So then that way, you're back to the amount of hours available shifts. So you have more hours available in that model there.
My concern would be, we haven't had a meeting that doesn't go until 9 o'clock even with the number of meetings we have now, we're not even keeping pace with. So I don't understand how shortening would make the situation any better. If I say to 11 o'clock, it wouldn't, I guess that's what I'm trying to understand is if we say we had 21 meetings and then we say we only want to have 10 meetings, how are we going to get to everything?
So you have your board meeting. So
okay.
Board meetings, you're that one Tuesday a month, right? Mm-hmm. And if you have to have any special board meeting, we call for a special board meeting, which is not a problem. So you have your one meeting a month, but then you still have your one or two work sessions a month. That would be the opposite Tuesday, so the first and the third Tuesday are work sessions.
No, there's only one work session on this second calendar.
Because one of the things that got said out loud before is, if it's on the calendar, there's a good reason why you're canceling.
Right.
So we're saying to protect that Tuesday, and that's why we kind of offer mock.
But if it's not on the calendar, it's also hard to get something on there.
But that's why there's a discussion right now. That's why we also mock this up. So if there's more items, and you go, okay, there's more items needed, then go ahead and say it in the month of, January, February, and March, we want to have two work sessions each month. And you schedule those, and, but it's back to, do you have the topics?
No. I say, let's get the calendar, let's set it the way it's always been set. Let's ensure these dates are protected so everybody knows what dates are on there. It is much more difficult to add something to a calendar than it is to take away by far. And particularly if we're talking work sessions, and if we're saying that work sessions are more important, then I don't understand why even on Proposal A, we're looking at not only reducing by two board meetings, we're looking at reducing work sessions because in those months, there's only one work session. And so there's, 5 months that there's only one work session on that one to begin with. The other one is just, it makes zero sense. Makes zero sense to pull down to everything to 12 meetings and 12 work sessions when, to Brian's point, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we take a long time to get to because we don't have the availability. Because on Tuesdays, we only have an hour and a half.
But that's in the current system, right? So I feel like one of the advantages to that Proposal B schedule is that we wouldn't have the board meeting restricting our conversations in our work sessions. And I agree with what Tom was explaining, is that a lot of the depth of conversation, a lot of the learning that we need to do from content experts that come in, presentations by other people, that typically happens in a work session. Yes, I understand it can happen in a board meeting, but typically it happens in our work sessions so that we can have that back and forth discussion with the presenter, because the tone of a work session is very different, in my opinion, than a board meeting. And then our board meetings, we don't typically vote on very much. So I think I would like to just offer a challenge to the board of, we've never tried this before. It is novel, and change it can be intimidating in a lot of ways. However, maybe we pilot this for a year, because if we absolutely hate it, if we're not enjoying it, if we're not as productive as what we're hoping, we can always go back to the original system the following year, but we will never be able to get more efficient in our current system.
So if you look at, if you're doing a favor, look at Proposal B, and look at this calendar here for me. You just take a moment and look there. And so January, the 12th and 13th have already been established. The 20th is being reserved for a work session, or if you need it to be a board meeting. That night is reserved.
So why are we changing it, though? It used to be the 2nd and the 4th, so you're changing not only...
No. This is how, because...
Because it would have been the 13th and the 27th standard.
Right. Yes. So what we're, if you need to move it to going, okay, we want the board, and that's why if you go to the February, the 10th is the second week, that is your board meeting. The 3rd would be your workshop. The 17th is protected for another workshop. Now, again, if you say right now we have workshop we're going to need, so you put that in there. Now you go to March, you have your workshop, board meeting, a protected 17th, right there for another workshop or board meeting. So if you want to hard schedule those in, then do so. April, on the 7th right there, here, because it's a workshop, not a board meeting, I told Jamie, I said, we can get materials out because a workshop, when it comes to putting out materials, is a lot different than pushing out for a board meeting. It's a lot different on the publication side. Then the 14th would be your board meeting, 21st is held. So if you go through here, you still have, even when we get to May, where in May in the original calendar, we get to that last week, which is our normal week that you come off, you have graduation week, we have coming off Memorial Day. It's always been a month where we only have one board meeting. Here you still have one board meeting and potentially two workshops. So that model still gets you your two workshops and your board meeting, just also starts at 5:30.
But it's all, what you're suggesting is, let's take what the board's function is, and the board has a set calendar that it's functioned at for a very long time, okay? And in that, we talk about what is its efficiency. And I think it's already been identified that the current process is inefficient or has been inefficient because some of these topics are just now getting to the light of day, and they've been put out there for months. So some of them are just now coming to light of day. So, Andy, I printed this off. Right here is the print-off date, the print-off, and when those were not on there. So what I'm saying is,
the CAs and all that stuff was just gone over. We put it, moved it right back in there.
So
everything you've requested, though, has been on.
Yeah, tonight. Yes.
But it hasn't, ma'am. I mean, I disagree because when you put in those other requests, we had it calendared in there. And when it came down to the.
So from the request board, you put these on the calendar, and this came out when? I just want to know if I missed seeing this. I just want to know when I missed seeing this.
It literally said in there that it was going to be, I had it on the 17th or I think it was December 3rd. It said right on it. And now I got to go back in and it was going to be okay. Or we had these other dates now.
Right.
Okay. But the point of it is.
So when did this come out? Because I obviously missed it.
We fixed this this morning.
Okay. Because I didn't see this. So fair enough. I didn't see this.
Once I knew that we didn't have enough board members to, for
right.
The community.
Right.
Back to though is, as a board, you are correct. You set the calendar. We're offering out ideas on how you
right.
can best go about passing
right.
so you get everything you want. Which is
so I'd like to finish making my point, if I could. So when we look at setting the calendar and we look at the way it happens now is, we have a board meeting, right? We have a work session scheduled. We all know when it is. We can plan out, as Brian had said before, for those dates. When we start removing them and we start saying we will add them if we can, that's not a structured way for a board to operate. So we went from having 21 board meetings to 12, and we went from having 2 to 3 work sessions to a calendar that only has one. And to me, I get it, Andy. I get this with what you want. I'm not discounting that. I vehemently disagree that we are, if it's not on the calendar, it is not something that is structured and set in stone. And I would prefer to have it set in stone and say, this is what we're going to do. Let's get it on there. And to Mary's point, if there's only one topic on a Monday night board session, and we're only in there for 45 minutes, I say that we've been effective because we are sufficiently able to get the needs of the board members and the administration met on those topics that come up. Because you're right, there's going to be a lot more topics that come up, and there's going to be a lot of more things come up. So I understand. So what I'm suggesting is that to keep the calendar as it is, to I would say add another work session in a month and to have it on the calendar, because a work session does not take any, it's not like canceling a board meeting. A work session, canceling of the board meeting is not the same. You can say, we don't have anything on the agenda for the work session. The meeting work session is going to be canceled.
Proposal A is a replica of the prior year.
That's right.
There are no Mondays.
But we had 21 meetings on there. This
there,
one has 19.
The point is there are no Mondays.
So I'm suggesting, right,
You guys going back and forth, let's time out, right? There's some other people interject. I like what Mary had to say about novel change. I do like that. I think we also have to realize efficiency goes down when it's 9 o'clock now for everybody. I would challenge all of us to say we're less efficient after 8 o'clock than we are if we get things done before.
So I think that's the challenge, is how do we use the box of time that we have in the most efficient way possible so that we're not sitting here at 9 o'clock at night when everybody's a little tired, so they get a little more cantankerous, and the meetings become a little more cantankerous, and it's not as efficient. So I'm not in favor of anything right now. I'm just looking at it. And I think that's what we're supposed to do here, is look at this. But I do like what Mary said. I think that could be a possibility. But I want to see, let's get the stuff done in a reasonable period of time. Right. We have a lot of going back and forth that I feel bad for Tom. He doesn't want to gavel in or weigh in because he doesn't want anybody to be quiet. But sometimes I feel like you should say, Brian, shut up, or Darla, shut up, or well, Stacy doesn't say a lot.
It's not going to work.
I know it's not going to work. It's not going to work for me either. But
people like that. I think we could get a lot more done in the work sessions if we stay on topic and we don't go down the rabbit hole, which we tend to do, because, you know, unfortunately, we take up a lot more time kind of rehashing the same stuff in a work session where we could just make our point, everybody gets a chance to make their point, and everybody understands it, and then we can make a decision based on that versus, you know, constantly rehashing the same points and that type of thing. We have to use our time effectively,
yes,
which I don't think we do in the work sessions. And maybe I need to structure it better where, you know, I don't like the fact of giving you 3 minutes and 3 minutes, 3 minutes.
But right.
That, you know,
maybe
a lot of groups, a lot of yes. boards.
Robert's
that.
Rules mm-hmm. of Order.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gives 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
we're
going to
go Robert's rules. You
got to
go all Robert's rules.
I know, but
so I
kind of do pick and choose.
I get the point here, but part of a board is for all of us to give our points, to have a, Mary used the word, a robust discussion, and I do think we do have that, and I do think that is part of it, because there are points that people want to make that you want people to see your side of it.
I understand that, but you can make your point, I guess, more efficiently than it tends to be in some of these work sessions. Because we tend to be going, in my opinion,
I just wonder how other
we go round and round and round on the same point in some of these work sessions.
I've been told we have more meetings than anybody.
We sure do.
So you asked the question.
So how do,
so
I mean,
many
what
times,
are we doing
so,
wrong?
So different boards, what I have witnessed over my career is, there are boards that have zero work sessions. They incorporate into their board meeting. They'll have the agenda, and so you'll go through, and you'll have a discussionary portion in the agenda. So the discussionary portion of your agenda is something that would have happened in a work session. Then you go into new business, old business, okay? And so you look at, okay, what two or
right.
three topics can we handle? And it goes into that, and you live there. A lot of boards will have one meeting a month, okay? Sometimes you will see the two where they'll split them up there. Like we have here, we are unique where we do have a lot of work sessions. That's just been a practice of our district. And so we run things through a work session. To Brian, to your point, twofold on this is, I think we need to, one is when we put down the 5:30 idea was productivity. Okay, starting at 5:30 and trying to be done at 8, back to how much can we handle in that meeting. And that's why we threw out the idea of like on coming in on one night and doing a work session, then the next night is your, you know, like the next week, or it could be a model, the one where you said Monday is work session at 5:30, board meeting on Tuesday at 5:30, 2 weeks later, you know, so it's the first and third, it's the same format right there. Or and so back to the point of this, for all of you that know me, when we have meetings in our district, we don't meet just to meet. Either we have something on or we don't. And so that's why I always said about, for our district, scheduling an extra board meeting, not a problem. Work sessions, we want to hard schedule that. But that's that productivity side. But Brian, you brought up something a while ago, and tonight is the night where I would like to make sure we address it, is it's about live streaming. Okay, I think, you know, we've talked about, do we live stream our work sessions? And if we do a live stream of our work session, not a problem. We need to do it in here because we have all the tech set up for live stream.
Yep.
It makes life a lot easier
yep.
that way. So So that's ways we've seen other boards, I've seen other boards do it. Now for you guys, my recommendation is, you've got different ideas here. You see, we put together kind of the idea of the calendar with the different breaks so you can see when things are gonna be happening. You already know, and when Jamie and I were talking through this, we're talking through the time, is like, we already know there's certain months where, yeah, you're gonna have two work sessions. You might even have to have two board meetings when we get in there. We looked at, for example, September. September, the first design, well, the first Tuesday of September is the first day of school. Okay, that's a hard day. Come in and have to do a workshop and or a board meeting. So that's why sometimes we adjusted that calendar specifically because of that. So what I would suggest is you have the different options. It's thoughts. There could be two, three other thoughts. The key is feed it back to us so we can mock it up and bring forward most likely two or three options into the boardroom in January so it can be done. Because the worst thing that can happen is you sit here on January 13th and go, I want the calendar to be this, and not know certain dates, and then we're going to have to go back and fix it. Okay? So that's what we don't want to do. And what I mean by that is, like, if there was certain days off due to the school or there's whatever is happening. So we've given you that, so I would suggest is take it in, mock up something, pass it on to Tom, and then we can. So that was the reason why I wanted to share, though, around the 5:30 starts. Was more about the productivity. That was it.
Sounds good.
Okay. So I do need to hear, though, not a straw vote, people. Where are you at with live streaming work sessions?
I think if we're going to do more meats and potatoes in life, we should be live streaming.
Yeah. Okay.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
That's it?
Good.
Wow.
It's not 8 o'clock, but before 9 at least.
Wow.
Get a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Support.
Show of hands.
Whee!
There's no public school.
You gotta add some levity in the whole situation.
For November 11, 2025.
I'm gonna have to get back to you, James. Is there anything that I have to get back to you?
Any of the discipline stuff, if they have any of that.
Confidential,
yep. All of that.
All you need is that.
Yep. I'll put it in.